Shalom, saints. I want to thank God for this time that he has given unto us. I want to appreciate everyone in your respective places for the support that you have given to all the ministers who have been ministering, and I know it has taken your prayers, and want to appreciate and say God bless you richly. So this morning, as I promised yesterday, we will continue in one aspect that I mentioned, that is our eyes must be opened. So we'll go back and read the word of God in the book of Matthew chapter 20. I know the word of God is, so let's read the word, the book of Matthew chapter 20, and let's see verse 29 and 30 as we begin. Say, then came to him, Matthew chapter 20. Let me read verse 29. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. Now, these are the blind men that we saw yesterday. And the Bible says they were sitting by the wayside. And when they heard that Jesus was coming, or he was passing by, they cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. Why? It's because they were in this state. They were blind. And we want to see what I said yesterday of doing extraordinary. Now, the Bible says they were just sitting, and sitting is doing nothing, and they were just by the wayside. We saw yesterday concerning the parable that Jesus gave about the sower, and he said the seed is the word of God. And he talked concerning the seed that fell on the wayside, and he said, it is them that hears the word of God, and the devil comes and takes the word from them. Say, lest they should believe and be saved. Now, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, he says, this is he which received the seed, that's the word of God, by the wayside. See, by the wayside. So, this blind man could not do anything extraordinary as long as they were blind. Because the Bible says they were just sitting by the wayside. Just by the wayside. I want us to see the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 10. The Bible says, his watchmen are blind. So the Bible talks of watchmen. See, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb. Dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yeah, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. Praise the Lord. So now the Bible talks of understanding. And that understanding is the revelation of the Word of God. That it is so important for each and every believer to have the understanding of the Word of God. And having the understanding is you got to have the perfect understanding. So now, the Bible talks here of watchmen who are blind and they are ignorant. So, and say they are all dumb dogs. So, let me finish verse 11. So, they say they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. So, the Bible talks here of blind watchmen. It say ignorant and also dumb. You see the kind of, you know, character, kind of attributes here. Blind, ignorant, dumb, and say they cannot bark, sleeping, dreaming, and, you know, talking in their, you know, in their sleep. The Bible says they slumber, loving to slumber. Excuse me. So you see here, a dog which just love to sleep, just sleeping, he cannot bark, then that dog is of no use to the master or to the owner. They are of no value. When the thief comes, or the enemy, see, they cannot even scare the enemy. So, here the Bible is talking of, I mean, is telling us of shepherds or watchmen, because shepherds and watchmen talks of the same thing. So, but you see the kind of shepherds here, shepherds who are blind, shepherds who are dumb, shepherds or watchmen, which cannot bark, which are so ignorant, then the Bible says they are of no value. They cannot do anything that is extraordinary. So, brothers and sisters, let it be our prayer that God may raise shepherds who have the perfect understanding of the Word of God. And that perfect understanding of the Word of God comes by God revealing His Word even unto us. The revelation that comes from heaven. Revelation that comes from our Father in heaven. So we see here, if a watchman or if a dog is blind, then, as I said, that the enemy will come, the thief will come, and destroy the property. In fact, the Bible says, the intention of the thief, that's the devil, he comes to steal and kill and destroy. So, the shepherds, who are the ministers? May God help us, brothers, sisters, that we have ministers which their eyes are opened. And then from there, they can do extraordinary. Because I say a watchman who is blind, a dog that is blind, a minister that is ignorant, just sleeping, he can do nothing. He cannot do anything of, you know, of value. So, verse 11, it talks of greedy dogs who can never have enough. They say they are shepherds that cannot understand. A shepherd that has no understanding of the word of God is the one that is, he has received the word by the wayside. No revelation. That shepherd is of no help to the congregation. Blind dogs cannot do anything as long as they are blind. Because the blind believers cannot do anything as long as they are led or they are being ministered by a blind watchman. So, because they are in that state, when the enemy comes, or when the thief comes, then he comes and collects or he steals any valuable things that he wants. Or he comes even to kill and destroy. Because this blind dog, who cannot even bark, see, when he sees the enemy, he cannot bark. When he sees the thief, he cannot bark. Then the enemy will have a field day to do whatever he wants. But when a dog, which is not blind, is able to see the enemy comes, whose intention is to steal, to destroy, to kill, then he raises an alarm by barking. And then everybody would know that there's a danger. So we need those kinds of, we need, you know, dogs that, you know, the watchmen that are sharp. They have a vision because a dog has a special, you know, kind of character that he can even see when it is dark. So even in this moment that there's a lot of darkness in the world, sin everywhere, then God help us to have shepherds whom their eyes are opened and they are able to raise an alarm, is able, see, to alert everybody that there is danger. And that's why God has raised fivefold ministries, and it is God himself. And these are shepherds, these are dogs, these are ministers of his word, who are able to see even the enemy when it's still coming from far. He's so sensitive. You know, the dog is so sensitive. So, we need shepherds, ministers who are so sensitive. See, they see something happening, there's something coming. They see a false doctrine trying to penetrate or trying to come into the congregation. Then from there, they are able to give an alarm and warn the believers of oncoming danger. Well, praise the Lord. So, when we read the book of Revelation, chapter 3, let me read Revelation chapter 3. We see here the spirit of Laodicea, chapter 3, let me read verse 17. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give. Sorry, brothers, sisters. I'm talking 3, verse 17. Forgive me for that. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyelids, that thou mayest see. So we see this is the condition of this age that we are living in. The Bible says, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest that thou art rich, miserable, and poor, and blind. Miserable and blind. So we see the condition here of this age that we are living in, Laodicea. The spirit of Laodicea is lukewarmness. Is the spirit of pride. And also, the Bible says, and blind. The spirit of blindness. So, we needed something to happen to us, something extraordinary to happen to us in this age that we are living in. And that extraordinary, because we saw yesterday that God is extraordinary and he does things always in an extraordinary way. So, the condition that was here in this age, the condition that we have seen is that we are blind. That's the condition of Laodicea. Then he said, I counsel thee. Praise the Lord. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyelids, that thou mayest see. It was by God's grace that he gave us the eyelids, so that we may be able, we are able to see. Our eyes were opened because of the eyelids that God gave unto us. That's why the Bible says, in the evening time it shall be light. It is the light that makes even our natural eyes to see. Without light, that we cannot see. We can, say that our eyes are functioning very well. But if the gross darkness, if darkness comes, just then our eyes, which we think that they are normal, then we are not able even to see. So, in this age, we could not do anything extraordinary so long our eyes were, so long we were blind. But God, by his mercies, in this age, came and he opened our eyes. So that's why, where we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, we saw this blind man crying and saying, have mercy on us. Telling Jesus, have mercy on us. O Lord, Son of David. And the Bible says, when we see verse 31, and the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? Then verse 33, they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Praise the Lord. That our eyes may be opened. And in verse 34, Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Praise the Lord. The Bible says their eyes opened and immediately their eyes opened and they received their sight and they followed him. Now, these blind men were now able to do something that was so unusual. Because all the time they used to sit by the wayside. But the moment their eyes were open, the Bible says they followed Jesus. There's no way we can follow Jesus unless our eyes have been opened. So they were able to do an extraordinary thing. They were able to do extraordinary thing. They were able to do something that was not expected, because these are people now who are able to walk and do their things by themselves. They could go and walk on the road by themselves. And anybody who saw them, they saw a marvelous thing that somebody, people, blind men who have been always sitting by the wayside were now able to walk by themselves. They were able to see even an oncoming vehicle. And they were seeing that it's going to be a danger and they could, escape the dangers that could face them. But when they were blind, they could not do anything of their own. They were just being guided and led and shown the way because they were blind. So, because their eyes were open, they were able to do the extraordinary. When we read in the book of Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to verse 25, the Bible says, verse 22, and he came to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. So we see this man was a blind man, and the Bible says that he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. So because he was in this condition, he had to be led. Somebody to hold his hand and led him out of town. Now, we saw in the book of Isaiah concerning the shepherds, the dogs who are blind, who cannot bark. And the Bible says, if a blind leads the blind, both of them will fall into the ditch. So you see this man was just being led. And the Bible says, and he touched, he led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Praise the Lord. So now we see this is a blind man. See? And Jesus came and touched his eyes. First of all, he spit on his eyes. And he asked him, if he can see anything.
But this man said, I see men as trees
walking. See, he was able to see, you know, but not clearly. See, because, you know, human beings are not, you know, they are not like trees.
But when he touched him the second time,
he was able to see things clearly. So, we need the second touch for us to have the perfect, our eyes to be, you know, thoroughly we opened so that we may see clearly. And when our eyes see clearly, then we are able to do extraordinary things. So we see Peter, when he got that revelation, Jesus told him that this foundation, this is what I'm going to build my church, and say, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means what? It means that even when hell is loose, when hell has opened, all the challenges that proceeds from hell, when we have the revelation, when our eyes have been opened, then we are able to do extraordinary. There's nothing which is going to stand before us and overcome us. We are going to bring everything to the subjection of the word of God. So, as I close, unless we receive our sight, we will always be doing ordinary things. We will be always doing usual things, which everybody can do. So, we must scream at the top of our voice to our God, our loving Savior, that have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on me. That Lord may touch our eyes and that we may have the perfect understanding of the word of God. So, may the Lord bless you. Have a good day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.